Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're going to be doing a supplement review today. One of our sponsors' supplements. We're going to talk about the science behind it. It's an advanced amino acid product that has an amazing delivery system, and we're going to be discussing that in just a moment with Nelson Montana. Before we get underway with that, I just want to remind everybody that I sell nothing, and the reason that this show has gone on for 5.5 years is because of the dedication and participation by our sponsors. And I hand select sponsors. I'm very, very choosy who comes on the show and who doesn't. And I want to remind everybody of this simply because if you like Superhuman Radio, if you enjoy listening to the show, then patronize the sponsors whenever possible because that keeps the show in play. And under that note, check out orbitnutrition.com. Orbitnutrition.com is offering all Superhuman Radio listeners an additional 10% off. They're already low, low prices, and they are low. Mitch Barham over there makes sure that he buys right so he can sell right. And you can get an additional 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR10, that's SHR10, at checkout when you make a purchase at orbitnutrition.com. So please visit orbitnutrition.com, check them out. They're good people and sponsors of the show. Okay, on to the interview. Nelson Montana. He has authored a couple of very, very good books, Bottom Line Bodybuilding, as well as The Bodybuilding Truth, which has a beautiful picture of the blonde bomber himself, Dave Draper, on the cover. And he's also one of the formulators, over at Need to Build Muscle. How you doing, Nelson?
How are you, Carl? Good to be here.
Very good. And I should also say that he sounds very much like Armand Asante when he's on the phone. I told you that on another show. Remember that?
You did, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Not sure where that's coming from, but I'll take it.
Okay. Anyway, so first of all, you know, I want to mention something to everybody out there who's listening to the show that may be considering like even tuning out of this subject matter. We're going to be talking about an amino acid supplement. Why are amino acid supplements even important to those of you who may not even be quote unquote athletic types or bodybuilders? Let's say you just work out once in a while because you're trying to stave off age-related disease. Well, let me tell you why amino acids are important. Because muscle is metabolic currency, and as you age, if you give up a lot of muscle, you will find that you're more prone to the types of illnesses that that occur during metabolic syndrome. The more muscle you have, the better off you are equipped to utilize blood glucose, so you'll hopefully stave off insulin resistance. You'll be ambulatory. You can get up out of a chair. You won't have to be, if you're injured, you heal faster, so on and so forth. It's very important to maintain muscle. Muscle is like money. You save money for retirement. You got to have muscle for retirement. And amino acid supplements allow you to maintain and even build muscle. And that's why it's important that you listen to this show, even if you're not interested, you think you're not interested in putting on muscle. How's that sound, Nelson?
That sounds good to me. I would just add to that it really is all about protein and amino acids, even to the degree where if you took steroids, if you didn't have sufficient amino acid intake, they're not going to work.
Right.
Steroids can't build muscle out of nothing. They build it out of protein. Protein is always the catalyst, and that's why I developed this product Gear, which I believe is the only protein product that is probably as, I'm not going to say 100% assimilable, but probably as close to injectable protein as possible.
Okay. Now, we're calling it protein, but let's also break this down. But let's break this down for people who maybe are not familiar. I have a lot of new listeners. We're getting new listeners all the time to the show.
Right.
Proteins are made up of building blocks called amino acids, and this is where the magic is. When you eat a protein, it is broken down into the component amino acids, and the amino acids are what actually are bioactive and do their job. With that being said, it's important to understand that not everybody assimilates protein properly. As we age, we find that it becomes more difficult for us to assimilate proteins. It becomes more difficult for us to it becomes more difficult for us to assimilate proteins. It becomes more difficult for us to get the value of those proteins. And so the solution has always been amino acid supplements for people who are concerned that they're not getting the right amount of amino acids from their proteins that they're taking in. Amino acid supplements have been around for decades. I mean, you know, athletes, bodybuilders, and so on have used them for a very, very long time. And they're proven. They work. So there you go. Okay? With that being said, let's talk about this particular product that is marketed by Need to Build Muscle, and it is called Gear. Now, explain what Gear is exactly. What makes it up?
Well, it's essentially a very high-potency amino acid supplement. Now, protein and amino acids, they're a macronutrient, so you can't get more than, let's say, a gram of protein from a particular, like one capsule, let's say.
Right.
The difference with Gear is that it's broken down in a way. Now, I have to backtrack a little bit because you mentioned the delivery system. It isn't so much the delivery system that allows more protein to get into the bloodstream. It's the protein forms themselves.
Okay.
Or the amino acid forms themselves.
So that's where the magic is in this, the types of amino acids that you're using.
Type of amino acids. You look at any amino acid supplement out there, and it'll usually say it's made from casein. Or something like that. And if you're going to use something like that, you might as well just use a protein powder where you're going to get 30, 40 grams in a scoop.
Right.
You have your protein shake and you're good. You've got protein. That's not the concept behind Gear. Gear is completely different in that it's made up of different types of proteins that you can't get in normal food form.
Okay. So let's talk about that. What is the most unique form of protein in this particular supplement?
Well, I would have to say the most powerful ingredient is the super plasma serum. Now, we were considering making a capsule that was 100% super plasma serum. And there were a couple of things about that that didn't work, and one of it being that the cost would be ridiculous.
Well, okay, tell the listeners what super plasma serum is.
Super plasma serum, it sounds kind of gross, but this is amino acids which are extracted from blood plasma.
Now, the blood plasma from cows, I'm assuming, right?
From cows, yes.
Okay. I want to mention something before anybody turns off to this. Randy Roach told me when he was writing Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, the first volume, that Jack LaLanne and I believe Armand Tanney, I know it was Jack LaLanne for sure. I'm absolutely positive about this part of it. I don't remember who the other guy was. I think he said it was Armand Tanney, mm-hmm. who were, you know, fathers of physical culture back in the day when Muscle Beach first evolved, used to go to the stockyards in Los Angeles, outside of Los Angeles. They used to go to the stockyards, and they used to buy fresh blood from freshly killed cows, and they would drink it. They would mix it in with milk and raw milk and protein, and they would drink it.
Yes, it sounds crazy, but well, there were two reasons for that. First of all, it's the purest form of iron, but beyond that, there was the plasma, and that made the difference. Obviously, not a lot of people were going to be on board with drinking blood.
Boo!
But yes, as would attest that, you know, that drinking blood makes you incredibly strong.
Yeah.
And they've made great gains from it, but who wants to continue drinking blood?
I would also point to the Maasai, which is a group of individuals in Africa who live off of drinking. Yeah. Actually, they're almost like a vampire relationship. They have they practice animal husbandry. They have animals, but they don't slaughter and eat them. They just poke a small hole in a vein on the neck and let the blood drip out into a cup. Then they allow it to heal, and they drink that. And they're basically bloodletting and living off of the blood of these animals.
Yes. Well, it's highly nutritious. And dudes, by the way, those guys.
What's that?
They're big dudes, those guys.
Yes, they're very tall.
They're like all over 6 feet.
Yeah, right. They're all very tall.
it's probably the most potent food, blood, and a good red rare steak is, you know, you feel strong if they have a nice rare steak, and that's just a tiny bit.
Right, and my listeners eat a lot of red raw meat because we talk about raw food eating on the show all the time.
Yeah. So now the Super Plasma Serum that's in Gear is far more concentrated than that.
Okay, Let's do this. Let's take our first commercial break. And when we come back, I want you to explain to me how concentrate it is and how it works and what it does, okay?
You got it.
All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're doing a supplement review today on a product called Gear, which is a superior amino acid product that is provided by one of our sponsors, Need to Build Muscle. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Natadrol is an extremely potent natural muscle-building androgenic activator. Natadrol contains 4 unique extracts that unleash and amplify androgen receptors to a level only thought possible by steroids. While Natadrol is hormonal, it should not make users test positive for performance-enhancing agents. Natadrol will transform your physique, increase strength, nutrient repartitioning, and subcutaneous water loss, leading to a harder, denser, stronger appearance. Choose LG Sciences Natadrol to fuel your growth, intensity, stamina, libido, and drive. LG Sciences Natadrol is available in both single bottles and as part of the Natabolic Stack found at bodybuilding.com, DPS Nutrition, and other fine retailers. Visit lgsciences.com today to learn more. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just want to remind everybody that you can get a buy one, get one free over at GLC Direct off of any GLC 2000 product. GLC 2000 is the single best joint formula in the world. And you can get buy one, get one free. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the buy one, get one free banner ad. This is exclusively for my listeners. Once again, trying to bring you some specials that you won't get elsewhere. We're talking today with Nelson Montana, and we're talking about an amino acid supplement produced by Need to Build Muscle, also a sponsor of the show, called Gear. Okay, so why is this particular form of plasma serum so special, Nelson?
Well, there's a few reasons. The most obvious is the fact that the actual superplasma serum molecule is larger than other food protein molecules. They're all similar. I think actually whole egg is slightly larger than meat or whey or the others. But so you have a molecule that just simply takes up more space.
Why is that important?
Well, it tells you something right off the bat, but with the studies that have been conducted, they found that animals that are fed a comparable amount of calories compared to those who used the superplasma protein grew 25% larger. So
the animals that were fed an equivalent caloric intake but in the form of superplasma protein grew 20% larger than the ones that just got random calories but still
had
the same...
a comparable amount of protein.
Oh, it was still a protein.
It was still protein.
Ah.
These are rats, obviously, so 25%. Of course, a human is going to grow 25% larger. But that says quite a bit about the
potency.
Fact that... Protein puts on more mass. It's just as simple as that. And also, since it's derived from blood plasma, the body recognizes it instantly. It doesn't have to go through a digestive process.
Really?
It goes right into the bloodstream. So, and then there are other proteins in gear that help that along as well. So it's really...
But before we get off of that, I want to also ask you a question, because I know that people out there who may not be... I have a core of audience that they eat raw foods, and so raw meats are not, they're not afraid of the blood and all that sort of stuff. But there are some people out there who may be concerned. They may be saying, well, wait a minute. Do I really want to take a supplement that's made from cow's blood? Is there a chance of me contracting some sort of illness from this?
No, no. It's freeze-dried, homogenized. It goes through a step. It's completely sterile.
Okay. All right. So this is actually made to be a food product, in other words, is what I'm saying.
What do you mean?
This is made for consumption. This is not...
Exactly, of course.
Yeah,
of
okay. All right, so what are the other proteins that are in there that also help in making this such an amazing product?
Well, I wanted to go back a little bit about the way that gear is used and the reasons behind the formulation. You know, a lot of the old-timers, they used to take amino acids all day long.
Right.
And it was a great idea. And you have to realize that years ago, amino acids were made from hydrolyzed protein, which is also another form of pre-digested protein. The peptides are already broken down. So, again, you wind up digesting more of what you take in as opposed to whole foods.
Right. Gotcha.
Over the years, hydrolyzed protein has fallen out of favor because it tastes can I say ass? It tastes
well,
like
you
ass.
Already did, so go ahead.
Okay. It's horrible. I mean, you would never use that in a protein shake. There are some, actually, companies that say they use hydrolyzed protein, but if it's really pure hydrolyzed protein, it's so bitter and so acidic tasting,
right.
You really couldn't eat it. But in a capsule form, it makes sense.
Gotcha.
So these guys made pretty good progress supplementing. I mean, they'd have to take maybe 20 or 30 throughout the day. So that was just a good idea, but the thing is with protein is what a lot of people don't realize, it isn't so much the amount of protein that you take in, it's when the protein is available. So in other words, the muscles are always asking for protein, but at different, we never really know when the demand for protein is. So the body will essentially reach for those amino acids whenever it wants it, and if you ate 100 grams of protein for breakfast, but you went a few hours without eating, that protein may not be available.
Right, and that's very true. I mean, there's information on the internet that you can see both the digestibility and the presence of a particular protein in the bloodstream. Say, for instance, whey isolate hits you the hardest, but disappears the fastest as well.
And it goes away quickly, exactly, right. Which is nice for after a workout, but it's not going to stay with you. And your body demands amino acids more than just right after your workout.
Right.
It essentially demands it all day long, even throughout sleep. So you have to have them available. Well, that's why I always like having a bag of amino acids, a bottle of amino acids with me, because if I'm running around and not eating for a while, even if I have to grab a quick lunch, which is just some crap, you know, a slice of pizza or something, you know, you take a handful of aminos, boom, you've got
a balanced
protein.
Meal. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
And see, that's what I like. The thing I like about amino acid supplements, especially a product like this, is if you happen to be dieting, you know, when you're dieting, especially if you've trained hard,
yeah.
You know, you don't want to give up any muscle if you don't have to. You want to give up as much fat as possible, but you want to maintain muscle. Well, amino acid supplements are great for that. If you're going to be going 4 hours in between meals, you can chug amino acid supplements in between and keep the body anabolic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You could have like a little low-calorie snack, a glass of seltzer, and a handful of these pills, and your body is in a highly anabolic state as opposed to a catabolic state.
Right. And it's also important to understand...
Yeah, it really works both ways. If you're bulking, you're maintaining, or you're dieting, you really want the highest quality protein available at all times, because muscle can grow under any of those conditions, but it can't grow without amino acids.
Right.
It can't grow without nitrogen. So that's what it comes down to. So, yeah, we set out to just make the absolute best, highest nitrogen retention product in the world, and we believe this is it.
And so what other? So you've got whey, hydrolyzed whey in there, but because you can't taste
hydrolyzed
it, it's acceptable.
Casein.
I'm sorry, hydrolyzed casein in there, which is it's even slower, right? That's a slow protein then, right?
Well, that stays, yes. That's meant to stay for many hours.
Right.
This is why it's great to take at night.
Before bed. This is a great...
Right before bed. Up two pills. Works for you all night long. And the Super Plasma Serum, of course. And then we have whey fraction, which is also very interesting. That's a whey protein where the amino acids are broken up. We're essentially fractionated. And this, again, allows for more disbursement. So you've got the combination of this protein being dispersed over a larger area, essentially, combined with the Super Plasma Serum, which has larger molecules. So suddenly we're talking about, you know, it's a whole other level of amino acid supplementation. And then the fourth ingredient we have, branched-chain amino acids, which are very basic for the most part. I've always felt that branched chains are great for anyone because those are the aminos that build muscle.
And the most important one is leucine.
You have to have leucine. People are supplementing with glutamine, but the body makes glutamine from leucine. So it makes you're better off taking a gram of leucine than a gram of glutamine. You'll wind up with more glutamine.
Well, the other thing is that I want to say it was the University of Illinois that did this study, but leucine is as effective at causing a protein synthetic response as a weak anabolic steroid. Pick a weak anabolic steroid. What's up? Winnie is weak, right?
Winnie or Anavar, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, Anavar. Well, taking a leucine supplement is as effective as taking those steroids because anabolic signal. It's the signal. It's the amino acid tells the muscles, we got plenty of what we need, so go ahead and grow.
Right. Well, essentially what steroids do is they allow the body to recirculate nitrogen. That's why you grow on them, because whatever protein you take in, it utilizes more efficiently. Well, it makes sense if you can make that protein efficient right from the start.
Yeah.
And that's what a good amino acid supplement would do. But for the most part, nothing that was available up until this point has been able to do that. Now, I'm not saying that gear works like, you know, steroids. But, it's just a huge advantage. It gives your body an advantage in every way possible to grow as much muscle as you're capable of growing.
Right.
And it does it without, you know, it's not really a lot of scientific mumbo-jumbo here. It's pretty straightforward, you know, simple science. Your body needs nitrogen, your body needs amino acids, and it needs to utilize them. And that's the key. You want to be able to, they have to be available at all times, and they have to be of a high quality where the digestive process doesn't break it down. Which is why, again, I'm not really a big fan of glutamine, because the body destroys so much of it in the digestive tract. At the end of the day, you're not winding up with a whole lot. You take $100 worth of glutamine a day, I think at the end of the month, you're not going to see much of a difference. But if you use a product like Gear, I think you're going to see a difference.
And the other thing is glutamine has been associated with the distended stomachs that many of the professional athletes experience when using growth hormone. Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale was the one who told me this. He said that when you have high levels of glutamine, whether it's because of excessive protein intake or supplementing, which a lot of bodybuilders do, glutamine has an affinity to both the intestines and the digestive tract, but especially the intestines.
Yeah, it does. I'm not sure why, other than, glutamine really isn't present in food. Again, the body makes glutamine from branched-chain amino acids. That's the way nature intended it to be.
Right.
So extracting this, now you could take injectable glutamine. That works very well.
Yeah, all the injectable, and that's another thing. Before we go into this break, I want to mention something. If anybody's been to a recent anti-aging convention, I mean a real one, like put on by A4M or one of those organizations where they have companies coming in from all over the world to show cutting-edge products, you know, what's on the horizon for the anti-aging community. The big buzz right now is injectable amino acids.
Oh, yeah. No, they work great.
They have branched-chain amino acids in vials. They have individual amino acids in vials. You know, you reconstitute this with a sodium chloride solution. You inject it subcutaneously like an insulin shot. And they claim amazing things happen when people... And the reason that the anti-aging community is embracing amino acids right now, and especially injectables, is because they realize that the next frontier for the anti-aging industry is enzymes, systemic enzymes. Now, what does that have to do with amino acids? Well, as we age, the systemic enzyme cascade seems to slow down. And a lot of those enzymes are responsible for the conversion of amino acids that are, what is the classifications of amino acids? There's, I don't want to say required. Some amino acids are
essential.
There you go. Essential, non-essential, conditionally essential. The conditionally essential amino acids seem to be where the magic is. These are the ones where the body is not converting any longer because of a change in the enzymatic landscape. And the only way to avoid the illnesses related to the lack of these amino acids is to supplement with amino acids. So the anti-aging community is really embracing amino acids right now. And that tells you something right there. Okay.
Well, absolutely. Amino acids cause... It's what repairs everything.
Right.
Cells can't replicate without amino acids.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will pick up the conversation. We're talking today with Nelson Montana about an amino acid supplement called Gear. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol, a company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All-American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitrix EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Can you imagine? This is show number 500. Wow. Where's the time go? Actually, I've done more than 500 shows, Nelson. But back in the day when I first started doing the show, I didn't catalog them by a number. I cataloged them by the date. Mm-hmm. And back in the day when I first started doing the show, I was just doing it weekly. I was doing it on Saturdays at a Clear Channel property in Louisville, Kentucky. So back then when I first started doing the show, almost 5.5 years ago, it was only 4 shows a month. And now there's like 22 a month.
So you've got this down.
I don't know if I've got it down, but I do enjoy what I do, and I don't want it to change. Let's put it that way.
Both of me.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. Today's show number 500. Hey, Nelson.
Terrific.
Congratulations, brother. Anyway, all right. Now let's talk a little bit about something else. I mentioned, and this makes for a good segue, actually. I mentioned the importance of enzyme cascades because of the ability to assimilate and use these amino acids. And of course, as I'm looking at the label here, Gear has two very popular enzymatic blends that are designed to help deliver these amino acids, huh?
Yeah, well, again, it's just another kicker. And it's funny because the ingredients in Gear don't really require the aminogen and the bromelain to help digestion. But the reason we put that in there was that if you're taking Gear with a low-protein meal, that will help then make the most of the protein from that food.
Ah.
So, again, if you have that slice of pizza, which is maybe, 6 grams of protein,
right,
most of which will just pass through you anyway, the bromelain and the aminogen will help utilize more of that protein, plus you wind up getting the protein in Gear, and that, again, is practically 100% utilized. So, and that's the difference. People say, well, how many grams of protein or amino acids are in Gear? And it's not so much about the grams, because you could eat up to 200 grams of protein a day and really assimilate very little of it.
Yeah, and that was going to be one of my questions. There's people out there that are listening to this show, and they're going, why wouldn't I just want to buy a bigger bottle of my favorite whey protein and just have a scoop of that with water in between meals? As opposed to this type of a supplement?
Well, it's not as, it's simply a lesser quality protein. It's like saying, well, why, soy is really cheap, why don't I just eat a whole bunch of soy? That's a lot of protein. Yeah, but it's the body doesn't recognize it in the same way it would recognize the protein in an egg or in meat. And that's the case with Gear. It's superior to food protein. And sure, if you wanted to take, I would say this, if you're willing to have a scoop of protein every 2 hours throughout the day, knock yourself out, you probably don't need Gear. But it's not particularly convenient.
Well, most people aren't doing it. But you know how it is. There's people always pose unrealistic questions, about, well, what if I did this? Well, a lot of times I used to say, well, are you doing that?
Right.
No. I couldn't do that. I have to work all day. Okay. So,
yeah, we'll have it.
But you could throw a handful of pills in your mouth, and drink some water.
It. Yeah, keep a bottle in your gym bag, your briefcase, whatever. Glove compartment.
Now, do you use this product, Nelson?
Absolutely. Well, it's funny because, the reason I developed it is I was kind of hoping someone else would. I really like the idea of portable aminos, but the stuff that was out in, GNC and Vitamin Shop in these places was such crap.
Twin Lab has been famous. One of the staple products that has kept Twin Lab has kept in their lineup is their liquid amino acids.
The hydrolyzed?
Yeah, I forget what it is. I mean, I haven't looked at the bottle in quite a few years, but I mean, if you could walk into any most grocery stores carry Twin Lab products now. And if you walk into a big chain like a Kroger's and you go in the back and you look at the Twin Lab stuff, there's always a bottle of liquid aminos there.
Yeah, I wonder if it's there because it's a big seller or they haven't sold it in 20 years.
That's a good point. I don't know. I would have to.
Because it's, I mean, the stuff is so difficult to get down. I mean, I took it. It's a really good form of amino acids, no doubt. But it just tastes so horrible.
Terrible. Yeah. And so, that's going to deter you from using it quite often. If something doesn't taste good, you're just not going to use it.
Well, that's it. That's it. People talk about stats. You know, I'll take one last gram of protein if something tastes great. I don't care how, you know, great stats are. But see, this is the thing with gear. You don't have to taste it.
Right.
I mean, if you pour, some people are like, can I pour the capsules in a shake? I'm like, dude, you don't want to. You know, this stuff is not meant to be tasted. But in capsule form, you pop a couple, you know?
Right.
No fuss, no muss. It's in your system, and you're good to go.
Now, that was my next question. A single capsule seems to be a big – it's a big capsule, isn't it? What is it, a 00 or something?
It's a 00.
Yeah.
I could do two at a time.
Right. And so what do you recommend people actually – like? So in other words, if I'm actually dieting right now. I'm trying to get lean as I was at my 50th birthday. And I'm going to get there, but I got to do it by June the 11th, for those of you who want to send me a birthday card. Anyway, but I'm looking for techniques to keep the muscle, because I put on some good muscle in the past couple of years, and I want to keep it.
Right.
So what would you recommend? Right now I'm probably about 230 pounds, and I'm probably around 13 or 14% body fat.
Mm-hmm.
So how many capsules would I take in between meals? I'm eating every 3.5 to 4 hours right now.
Often enough, you may not need. I would definitely suggest taking some pre-workout and post-workout.
Right, and pre-workout's really important. I totally glossed over that, and I want to come back to that. But go ahead. How many would I take? Two capsules, four capsules?
You can take four capsules pre, four capsules post, and four capsules before bedtime would be the minimum. But it still wouldn't be a bad idea to maybe take a few in between those in between meals as well.
Right. Now, I want to come back to the pre-workout for just a minute.
Yeah.
I've done numerous shows. When Dave Barr used to come on my show before he went to Flex Magazine, we talked about the people are missing the boat by focusing on post-workout nutrition. Pre-workout nutrition is really where the magic is, because when you come into the gym and your body is being flooded with amino acids – as you're working out, you never become catabolic in the first place. You continue to, instead of having to recycle amino acid pools, your body is pulling in fresh new amino acids into the muscles. So,
that
being said, I don't like to eat before I work out, because I don't even want to drink a drink before I work out, because I want, right now at this stage of the game, maximum fat burning. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say something that I know a lot of people are going to disagree with, and I would just point to the archives of my show and go back and listen to the shows that I've done on working out while fasted. But I train in the morning after an all-night fast. I have my last meal about 8:30, 8 o'clock at night, and I don't eat again, and I train generally about 6 o'clock in the morning. So that's a 14-hour fast. And I don't want to eat something and switch my body out of that substrate utilization mode that it's in, which is it's already in the mode of using fat for energy, because I haven't had any food in so long. And it's probably ready for gluconeogenesis. It's primed to burn fat. I don't want to eat a meal. I don't even want to have a scoop of protein powder with water because of the other things I get with it. I could use a product like this pre-workout.
Well, this is the thing, especially with training and fasting, because that's another area we could get into that as well.
Why, are you a fan of that?
Well, there's a couple of things. It works, but I think it works for reasons maybe that other than what
okay.
People
you know what? I'll have you on sometime and we'll talk about, because that's a passion of mine right there. So we'll do a show on that. But go ahead.
Okay.
So,
well, I'll just briefly say that the main reason I think it works is because you're simply in a calorie deficit for so long.
Okay.
And you still have carbohydrates in your body, but it's true you don't have that immediate source available, which is why I thought it was always ridiculous that runners would carb up, because they burn those carbs in 15 minutes. What they really should be eating is fat and protein.
Mm. Substrates to gluconeogenesis.
Exactly.
Right.
So now in the case of training on an empty stomach, the body doesn't necessarily go into fat-burning mode. And the reason is fat is utilized more for low-level activity. If you were to walk in a fasted state, you would probably burn more fat than if you were training really hard.
But when you're lifting, I mean, you're not really. I mean, you know, you do a set of 12 or 15 of these, and you sit and you relax. I mean, that's kind of like working. I mean, that's, I don't even think of it as. I mean, I would say that the average workout that I'm doing, or that someone's doing in a gym, or a kettlebell routine that I may do in the morning, is probably right in that zone of using fat, as opposed to if I got on a treadmill fasted and I started doing, you know, running for a half hour. Now I'm in trouble, I think. I don't think
your heart rate goes about as high as during a set as it does if you're going at a good clip on the treadmill.
No way. Because when I go on the treadmill and I do sprints on the treadmill, I like to do interval work on the treadmill. My heart rate goes way up above 160.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably staying in the 110 to 140 at maximum, and then you know, I'm breaking and relaxing for a couple seconds in between sets. You know.
Well, let me ask you this: if you are glucose depleted at that point, and your body needs an energy source, where is it getting it from?
Well, that's okay. The research has shown that amino acids are recycled very efficiently when you exercise while fasted.
Well, there you go. People think, oh, I'm burning fat because I don't have any carbs in me. No, the body has a very accessible source of energy that's only 4 calories per gram. Fat is 9 calories per gram. So why is it going to go for the 9 calories when it could grab 4 very quickly?
Well, I think it does both. I really do think it does both. I think that the body becomes like the guy on the Ed Sullivan stage where he's got all the plates going. I think the body is going, okay, I'm going to use some of these amino acids to spur gluconeogenesis. I'm going to use some of them to put back in this muscle here so that the muscle can keep doing its job.
See, this is the thing. The fact that it uses both is what people overlook, because the last thing you want to do is burn muscle tissue.
Right.
You're working out to grow muscle tissue. And again, you could look at marathon runners. You know, check the body fat of a marathon runner after running 24 miles. Body fat probably isn't down a whole lot.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that funny? They are. They're skinny fat guys, aren't they?
Well, you know, it's funny because I live in Manhattan, and they have the marathon here, and I see some pretty chubby guys.
Chubby guys. That's you funny.
Know? So they obviously got good at running.
Yeah.
Giving them low body fat.
Yeah.
So this is the point. Well, anyway, getting back to what
pre-workout. Well, wait. Let's come back. We got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about pre-workout, and because I think gear might be what I need for my morning fasted workouts. We're talking today with Nelson Montana. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear, this ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust Chemex.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex,
CanSeeEye.net.
Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Natadrol is an extremely potent natural muscle-building androgenic activator. Natadrol contains four unique extracts that unleash and amplify androgen receptors to a level only thought possible by steroids. While Natadrol is hormonal, it should not make users test positive for performance-enhancing agents. Natadrol will transform your physique, increase strength, nutrient repartitioning, and subcutaneous water loss, leading to a harder, denser, stronger appearance. Choose LG Sciences Natadrol to fuel your growth, intensity, stamina, libido, and drive. LG Sciences Natadrol is available in both single bottles and as part of the Natabolic Stack found at bodybuilding.com, DPS Nutrition, and other fine retailers. Visit LGSciences.com today to learn more.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest, Nelson Montana. We're talking about the amino acid supplement Gear, which is provided by a sponsor of Superhuman Radio, Need to Build Muscle. Go to needtobuildmuscle.net to learn more about this supplement. Okay, so you would, I'm sorry, I had to cut you off there. We were talking about pre-workout utilization of this product.
Yes. Well, we were essentially discussing how the body uses all forms of nutrients. Macronutrients,
okay,
as fuel prior to workout. It's not just carbohydrates, and you don't burn just fat during your workout. You need protein. And protein is an energy source, which is something else that people don't realize. I mean, if you were in a starvation state and you ate pure protein, you ate a hamburger, you'd get some energy. Any calories will provide energy. So you want it in a protein form, and this is great for people who are dieting because, again, the body utilizes it completely. It goes right into your system, so you have a storage of available amino acids, so you're not drawing upon muscle tissue for energy. So it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the ideal thing is to have some, I mean, when I lived in Louisville, the very first time I was really focusing on losing a lot of weight, I was buying BCAAs in powder form, and I was spiking my water with them, and I was drinking that all day long, and I was drinking that when I was working out in the morning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really makes a big difference in recovery. It makes a big difference in recovery. But the problem with BCAAs is they taste horrible. They really taste bad. And on top of that, they're almost, superfluous, where they're just like such a fluffy powder that they sit on top of the water. They're very hard to mix into water.
They don't mix very well. No, you're better off with the branched chains in a protein and in a full spectrum protein such as whey.
Right.
I believe ion exchanged whey isolate has the highest amount of branched chain amino acids.
Really?
Yeah. But again, why not isolate them if you want the CAAs?
When you
take them in a capsule.
When you're dieting, really all you want is the BCAAs. All you want is the amino acids. You just want the amino acids. That's really all you want. And especially leucine.
Especially the branched chain.
Right. And with an emphasis on leucine. I mean, leucine is where the magic is. I, you know, my friend, who's also happens to be a sponsor of the show, Mitch Barham over at, Orbit Nutrition, there was a while there he may still be selling it. He was selling a product called Anabolic 411, I think it was called, and it was instead of the regular 2-to-1-to-1 ratio of leucine to isoleucine and valine, it was actually 411. It was four parts leucine to one and one. And I thought that was ingenious.
It's a good idea. Absolutely.
Yeah, because you want the higher leucine content if you're looking for the protein synthetic response. That's really where the magic is. So anyway,
the branch chains and gear, leucine is the highest level.
See, there you go. And I'm willing to bet. I didn't ask you this because we didn't talk about it before the show, and I didn't want to throw something at you that we didn't talk about. But I was just wondering if the super plasma has a very high leucine content. I was actually looking for that on the internet during the breaks to see what the leucine content of cow's blood is.
The exact amount of branch chain or leucine in the cow's blood is hard to say, but it does have an extremely high concentration of the eight essentials. See, this is the thing with aminos. You could take any amino acid and isolate it and find out it does miraculous things. And this is why there's always some supplement company promoting pick any amino acid.
Right.
Or, you know, arginine or cysteine or any of them. Sure, they all do great things, but that doesn't mean that just isolating them and taking them individually is going to make that much of a difference. The body can only utilize so much. But when it comes to branched-chain amino acids, for a bodybuilder at least, that's what you need. The demand is great all the time for the branched-chain.
Right. I actually found something, but I don't have the time to read it right now. It's actually from 1967.
Mm-hmm.
It's a study called the Free Amino Acid Content of Uterine Fluids and Blood Serum in Cows.
Mm.
And it looks like it's about 8 pages long, and I tried to glean it just to see, but I'd have to read through it. I was hoping to be able to say, you know, hey, you know what? It has a really high leucine content too, but it's got to have a leucine content equivalent to red meat, and red meat has a very high leucine content. So.
Be higher than red meat.
There you go, because it's concentrated, right?
Well, the high leucine content in red meat is from the blood. So now you're not only getting the blood, you're getting the plasma, and you're getting the extract of the plasma.
Right.
So, you know, you're really talking about something that's 10 times more concentrated than in food form.
Right. We're coming to the end of the interview. Let me ask you a couple questions that I'm sure that my listeners are interested in. There's 200 capsules of gear in each bottle. How much is a bottle, do you know?
A bottle is around, it depends on the special they're running. It comes to about $36, $37 a bottle.
Okay. And that's
if you buy two, you get one for half price. And there's lots, you got to check with Need to Build Muscle. They have lots of specials going on.
Okay. And ideally, since you're not, this is not necessarily something that you're using as a regimen, but more on demand. In other words, there may be days where you don't use this because you're eating efficiently, you're eating a lot of meals, but the days where you're not eating, or maybe you're not working out every day, so you're not, if you're using it as a pre or post workout, so a bottle should last you a month or two for sure.
It lasts about a month. I take it every day.
Do you really?
I just knowing it's there, I haven't eaten in a while, and sometimes my diet isn't the greatest. I just feel that most guys, unless you're truly fanatical, can just always use that protein. And I know that if I'm training especially hard, I just feel like I don't want to waste my workouts.
Yeah.
You know, I want that nitrogen in me all the time. And, you know, whether you're enhanced or whether you're natural, again, it's all about the nitrogen.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. All right, so there you go. Go to needtobuildmuscle.net. Check out the product gear. Like I said at the beginning of the show, patronize the sponsors whenever possible. Just curious, Nelson, Anthony Roberts told me that you're a musician. Is that true?
That is true, yes.
But were you a musician with like a famous group or something like that at one time?
never really got that into the big leagues.
Okay.
A few things. I've also done some acting. I do writing outside of the bodybuilding.
Did you write for the Huffington Post not too long ago about the Obama healthcare bill?
Yes, I have.
That was you?
Yes, it was.
I'll be because there's another young guy that's named Nelson Montana. Do you know who I'm talking about? There's a guy that maybe that. I mean, is that? Wait a minute.
That may be me. My picture on the Huffington Post. That's from about 6 years ago. I'm 50 years old in that picture.
Yeah. No. See. No. There's a kid. There's a kid named Nelson Montana, and he's written a book. And I can't think what the book is now. But it's But okay, so you've written something. So you do some political stuff, huh?
Yeah. Well, the healthcare bill was something close to my heart, obviously.
Why?
This is it. I mean, I got into bodybuilding for health reasons way back when. I mean, I grew up totally old school, and the healthcare was a fascinating subject for me. And I write on a lot of topics, and that was one that I embraced.
And I didn't read the whole thing. I didn't read the whole thing. So what you said. The Obama bill won't work, but this will. Real fast, in just a couple minutes, what was it that you said would work?
I felt that the bill should have been a social program. I felt he shouldn't have caved in that regard. It couldn't be, it had to be a very basic program. Essentially, just like we have clinics throughout the country, people go in, they pay on a sliding scale depending on their income. This way it covers some of the cost. You give them basic coverage, everybody's covered. Simple, done.
Right. Right. Interesting.
They didn't want to do it that way because I think ultimately that really the insurance companies wanted to control this. And what was passed is essentially exactly what we have right now.
Right. Have you been following the Wall Street Reform Bill, the little sneaky things that Henry Waxman snuck in there that would actually control the supplement industry by any chance?
I'm not that familiar. I mean, this is going on all the time.
Yeah.
They want to control the supplement industry because it's too much competition for the pharmaceutical industry.
Right, right. And that's what McCain tried to hand the pharmaceutical industry, the supplement industry, with his facade supplement safety bill that he actually, after getting backlash, walked away from it immediately and abandoned it. But you got to check out – I did a show about Waxman's bill. You got to listen to it. It's pretty good. I mean, there's some sneaky stuff in there. They want to control the supplement industry by controlling us, the advertisers. By controlling
the
advertisers.
The way they work. You know, look, the pharmaceutical companies put money in their pockets, and the supplement company doesn't. So they're going to use fear, and they're going to get to they're going to try and tear it down any way they can. And getting to you guys is a good first step.
Well, think of it. If you have a supplement, and I say to you, Nelson, I can't advertise it, how are you going to sell it? If bodybuilding magazines and GQ and everybody, they can't advertise these supplements, how are you going to sell it? And that's what they're going to do. They're going to try to penalize the advertisers. And it's almost like, how did they catch Al Capone? Did they catch him for all the murders? No, they got him on tax evasion. Right. Right. So they're going to, they're always looking for workarounds, different ways to try to derail something. Hey, Nelson, thank you so much for coming on Superhuman Radio today.
You're very welcome, Carl. Pleasure.
And we'll have to have you back on again. I didn't know you had these political views. I'm definitely going to set up some other shows for you. Okay.
Anything you want to talk about, we could go over it.
All right, brother. All right, well, there you go. That's another episode of Superhuman Radio. Tune in tomorrow, and we will have another live episode at 1 o'clock Pacific. Don't miss it.
Superheroes, this is the Superhuman Channel.